Islam in daily life.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Islam in Daily Life, which is prepared each week by Dr. Saeed Ali Nabi. A close study of the subject matter of both Meccan and Medinan surahs, or chapters, will show quite clearly the trend in the evolution of Islam in the Prophet Muhammad's lifetime. When the Prophet disputes with his countrymen about the resurrection of the dead or the oneness of God, when he refutes the assertion that he is a magician, a poet, or one possessed, when he fights against the custom of burying newly born girls alive, we know that we are in Mecca. Whenever we find warnings to the Jews on account of their evil deeds, summoning people to the holy war on the path of Allah, or when the criminal or civil legislation are laid down, we are in Medina. At Mecca, Islam was a personal religion, not tied to any specific social structure and organization, and the surahs of this period reflect this high personal religion. Prior to the time of the Prophet Muhammad, the Arabs in Mecca had not had the opportunity which the Jews and other tribes had of being guided by any prophet, whereas in the case of the Jews, many prophets had been sent to them, who delivered revelations such as the Torah and the New Testament. The Arabs, on the other hand, had long been left in darkness, in a period of their history referred to as Jahiliya period. Hence the great emphasis is laid on the need for prophethood in the Meccan surahs. Much is said of man and his creation by God, as well as on the materials used for the creation of man. Recite in the name of thy Lord, who created man from a clot. However, the Meccan surahs include verses showing the goodness, power, and wisdom of God. These surahs were meant to urge the Meccan community to become believers. The Medinan surahs, on the other hand, reflect a different social and religious background from that of the Meccan period. With the establishment of the Islamic community and the state of Medina, Islam asserts itself as a religious system and a way of life. Out of the entire period of the revelations of the Holy Book, 22 years, 2 months, and 22 days, 13 years were passed by the Prophet at Mecca, and only 10 years were passed at Medina after his famous Hijra. Out of the 114 chapters, 93 were revealed at Mecca and 21 were revealed at Medina. It should be noted, however, that the Surah 110, Surah Al-Nasr, was revealed at Mecca, although it belongs to the Medinan period of the Prophet's career. It is reported by Ibn Umar that chapter 110 was revealed during the farewell pilgrimage of the Prophet, and that he lived only 80 days after its revelation. A large number of verses of the Meccan surahs are shorter, as exemplified in the 30th part of the Quran, Juz Am, while the Medinan verses are longer. In the Meccan verses, there are not found details concerning theological matters, like the principles guiding the prayers and other modes of worship. These details are found mainly in the Medinan verses. In the Meccan verses, the teachings concerning the unity of Allah, the faith, the prophets, the angels, the last day, and the rewards and punishment are taught to the faithful. The subject matter, broadly speaking, of the Medinan surahs consists of laws, comments on public events, statement of policy, and warnings to those who were always busy in harassing the Prophet and his followers, especially the Jews and the hypocrites. There are also some references to the Prophet's domestic affairs, thus providing a guidance to the Muslims in general. A number of examples of legislations are provided by different Medinan surahs of the Quran. Surah 4, verse 15, for example, discusses adultery and its punishment. Surah 2, verse 262, as well as Surah 4, verse 114, are about the almsgiving and support for the poor and the unfortunate, as well as relations. Surah 4, verse 37, and Surah 9, verse 34, discuss avarice. Surah 49, verse 12, mentions the evil of backbiting. Surah 2, verse 188, discusses bribery. Similarly, Surah 2, verse 226, discusses divorce and the Quranic legislation concerning it. Surah 2, verse 219, as well as Surah 4, verse 43, discuss the Quranic legislation on strong drink and its vices. In respect of marriage, Surah 2, verses 221 and 235, as well as Surah 4, verse 3, give guidance to the believers. Surah 4, verse 22, 23, and 24 discuss the forbidden degrees in which marriage is prohibited. On criminal legislations, Surah 4, verses 29 and 93, and Surah 5, verse 32, throw a considerable light. It must never be forgotten that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was a preacher. In Medina, Islam became a state, and a state brings in politics. Consequently, the phrase God and his apostle becomes frequent. Obedience to the head of state is obedience to God. The state must be defended by force if need be. The vocabulary of politics is applied to God, and the result jars on our sense as to what is fitting. However, the words may be translated. Men plot against God, but he is the best of plotters. Or, play tricks on God, but he is the best of tricksters. Of course, it is wrong to be led away by words. This is only the preacher's way of saying that God is the absolute ruler, and all the craft and force of politicians will fail before his ordinance. Believers must do their best to extend the sway of Islam to become a world religion. And with this, we come to the end of this edition of Islam in Daily Life. Islam in Daily Life is prepared each week by Dr. Saeed Ali Nabi.
Islam in Daily Life.